Now then, there's been much excitement about the Hyperloop. This is Elon Musk's new concept of a vehicle able to travel at about 100 miles an hour, almost 1,300 kilometres an hour, which would be able to cover the distance between Los Angeles and San Francisco in the space of half an hour. But how do people come up with such novel ideas? I've been speaking to inventor Andy Marks, a British chap that came up with a similar idea a few years ago. His creation was called Tube Transport and was to propel vehicles with air pressure, rather similar to Elon Musk's concept. I've been speaking to him and asked him what inspired him to become an inventor.
Being able to identify a problem and worrying at that problem until such time as you find a solution. There are people like Brunel who have ideas and have the energy to drive those ideas through to a conclusion. And there are people that they're not necessarily doing it just for the money. Elon Musk is a man who's driven by trying to improve society through technology, and he has been finding solutions to problems for the whole of his life, and he's been making some money out of it. But that's not his motivation.
But when you get that eureka moment, I mean, I can't say that I've ever felt it. But what does it feel like when you're a scientist or an inventor?
It's hard work. It's not often that you do get a eureka moment. It's hard graft. You take a problem and you look at it and you try and look at it from a novel angle. The ideas that I have, I've no idea where some of them come from. It's almost a curse at times, having an imagination which is lateral thinking.
Really? Why?
I think of things that... having had a lot of hands-on experience, I've been in aviation most of my working life, including I've worked on the Concorde and the Airbus. In fact, I was at Toulouse when the very first Airbus was rolled out in 1972. So I'm getting a bit long in the tooth. But I have spent the whole of that time working with my hands, and I understand the sort of problems and the way that things can be solved. And I'd like to pass this on for the benefit of other people.
And I suppose this invention, the Hyperloop, is an example of why it's good to have crazy, imaginative, thinking out of the box ideas, because it could be commercially viable at some point.
Oh, it will be commercially viable. The beauty of tube transport, there is a whole number of advantages to it. It is very low cost to build in comparison with train systems. Witness the figures that are being quoted for conventional high-speed rail and the Hyperloop. High-speed rail is very, very expensive. I think HS2 could be built for one-tenth of the current sort of figure of 50 billion. If inventors can save society money, then the money can be spent, the money that's been saved can be spent on things which are of more use to people individually.
Inventor Andy Marks there talking to me about the Hyperloop. Lots of excitement about whether or not that will ever come to fruition.